Welcome to Advances Podcast Series, part of the APS Publications channel. Hi, I'm Jamie Jones, and I'm the producer of this series. In this series, the authors address four key talking points provided by Editor-in-Chief, Dr. Barb Goodman. Whether you are at home or on the road, I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, myself, Dr. Hardik Kumar Mistry. I am Associate Professor from the Department of Physiology at Dr. Kiran C. Patel Medical College and Research Institute, Bharuch, Gujarat, India. We have published an original research article, Physiology Quiz Competition, The Game of Education or Entertainment. Here in India, on-stage medical quiz competitions are very famous. So we conducted physiology quiz competition among first-year medical students in August last year. The objective of introducing this teaching learning method was to evaluate its effectiveness as an academic tool rather than just a source of entertainment. Additionally, it also helped us to know the effectiveness of the physiology quiz competition as one of the teaching learning methods. This quiz competition involved four teams and four students in each team. Team names were quite interesting, and they were Dynamite Dendrites, Muscle Mavericks, Synapse Snippers, and Reflex Rangers. The quiz competition was held in four rounds. Round 1 was all or none round, and it included multiple choice questions. Round 2 was autorhythmicity round, like pick the cheat and explain the topic that mentioned in it. Round 3 was excitation round. It was a rapid fire question answer round. And the last, round 4, was action potential round, a buzzer round that included image-based questions. For the assessment of the physiology quiz competition, we prepared a questionnaire that included 23 total questions. Out of all 23 questions, 10 questions that use 5-point Likert scale of excellent, that means 5, good, that means 4, average, that means 3, below average, that means 2, and poor, that means 1 point. Another 10 questions were of yes or no type, and the remaining 3 questions were to collect general information of all rounds. The questionnaire was given immediately after the completion of the quiz competition to be filled by the students. We found that all 4 rounds were excellent in gaining the knowledge of physiology. Moreover, all 4 rounds were informative to students, and out of all 4 rounds, 30.6% of students have selected round 2 as very informative. We found physiology quiz competition is a good, innovative teaching learning method. Furthermore, in this study, we found students were more interested to round 4, that was a buzzer round, that is followed by round 3, that was the rapid fire question answer round, round 1, that was the multiple choice question round, and round 2 was the explanatory type. 98% of students have confirmed that this quiz competition served the purpose of edutainment. Although the quiz competition was excellent, but in our study we found certain limits. This competition involved 16 students as actual participants out of 200 first year medical students, and they were all from one institute only. As our future prospect, we have to find new methods of quiz competition that engage all students from different medical colleges. At the end, I would like to conclude that the physiology quiz competition serves the role of education along with entertainment among first-year medical students. Additionally, it is an excellent and innovative teaching learning method in a medical college that increases students' interest in the subject of physiology. That's all about our study. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. This podcast was brought to you by Advances in Physiology Education. If you would like to hear our latest episodes, please visit our publications homepage at www.journals.physiology.org.